So Matt, you've been at it for a long time. Tell me about how you first got started as a musician and when you discovered talent as a songwriter.
I'm still waiting on that second question, trying to find that talent. No, I started when I was a kid. I was pushed towards, you know, piano and all those things, and French horn. I played that for a while, trumpet, but I never really attached to it. And then in my 20s, just started gravitating towards self-teaching myself guitar. Poorly, but then just a lot of practice. And I mean, I think that that's what songwriting is. It's just repetition. A lot of these things are just, you know, striking out and trying again and striking out and trying again until something sticks.
Now, tell me about this current tour. How has it been? And what are you currently promoting this time around?
We're actually playing, we're doing the 10-year anniversary of an album called Several Arrows Later, but in 2 months, we have a new album coming out. So it's kind of, it's a shifting thing. So the song that we played or we're going to play is from that upcoming album.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I understand you've given up your apartment in New York and fully commit to life on the road. I was wondering if that was that a scary decision, and how has your life changed since then?
I actually just got a house in upstate New York, so
That
allows me to have. I have my first in all these years. I've never had a basement practice space, so now I finally have that first thing that everyone seeks out, that basement practice space, and that's where we started this whole tour, is in that basement of that house, which I got just before we went on tour. So it's kind of been crazy for me and crazy for them, but it's nice to know that I have a place to go to when this is all over, you know, a place to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing in the world. Sleep after tour.
And healthy food.
Healthy food, yeah, because it's not out there all the time.
Mm-hmm. You have to work hard to find it.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me about this tour as far as where you're at right now, where you're coming from, where you're headed next?
We played in San Francisco a couple of days ago and then took a few days off for Kyle and Sean because they live there. Tierney's from Florida. Chris is from upstate New York like me. So we all converge with planes and cars. And we're probably in the midpoint, somewhere around that. And we're going up the coast, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, and then back across the country through all that... through the Midwest and back to New York. Our last show is in New York City.
Nice. Well, what can you tell me about the song that you're going to be performing for us today?
The song we're going to be performing is called Take Me With You, and it's off our new album, The State of Gold, which will be out on June 30th. I have the facts. I do have the facts. And I mean, about the song, it just is kind of, we pushed for, rather than strident and staccato, we pushed for polyrhythm and outwardness. You know, sometimes I think that I was trying to, you know, I'm a little closed off, or I feel closed off, and in this album, and in this song specifically, I'm just trying to completely open up to the possibilities of anything. I mean, doing this for this long, you know, there's everything and anything can happen at any time. And I think rather than being fearful of that, I think I'm starting to accept that, yes, I'm going to break a string sometimes. And yes, a car tire is going to just go flat in the middle of nowhere. And yes, not everything is perfect, but that's kind of what makes it perfect.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you for coming down to the studios today and for being the first band to actually squeeze a full 5-piece band into our Studio C here.
I'm really psyched that you let us do this. So I really like all the people I play with. I think they're amazing musicians, and you know, we can pull things off that, you know, I feel like they're just capable of just about anything. So I really appreciate them a lot. And you. And everything. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. That's a wrap. We got it. Thank you, guys.